You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. I'm thinking of two things today that have materialized. I think they're interesting. And of course, seeing these two things, there's a strong theme for me that emerges immediately, and it has to do with reputation. So yesterday, or over the weekend rather, there was an issue with Sesame Place in Philadelphia. This is where the costumed characters who represent the Sesame Street characters kind of parade around. They walk down the street, they high-five the kids along the way. You've seen it a million times before. But there's video footage circulating of the Rosita character hugging what appear to be Caucasian children and skipping over Black children. After that video surfaced, there were more others who were sharing their video of experiences with their children who were kids of color being passed over, and it looks like, to the average person, rather intentionally. Well, of course, and as they should, Sesame Place released a statement. It's pretty lengthy, but there's one word in there that you don't want to use, and that word is intention, and specifically within the phrase, "It wasn't our intention." Now, if you think, oh, Danielle, that's kind of specific, I want you to read a book by a relationship expert, Harriet Lerner. It's called Why Won't You Apologize? And she gives great tips on the key components of any strong apology. If you are in PR and you're listening to this, you know this from crisis management and PR crisis and how we try to resolve things as quickly as possible. If we say it's not my intention, here's the reason that's problematic. Because we're saying, I see the harm that was caused. I mean, I didn't mean to do that. And it's not necessarily about what you intended. It's about the actual impact and taking ownership, even if it's over 5% that you identify with, taking ownership of what you can take ownership with. That's what you want to do. Now, I mean, it wasn't our intention that they had a bad experience. Automatically, you're deflecting, you're minimizing. And in my opinion, when people do that, it was a waste of time. Because if you're apologizing, we want to see you take ownership, and then we can all begin to move forward. This also reminds me of the most recent issue with Tristan Thompson, who is Khloe Kardashian's on-again, off-again boyfriend. And I think twice now he's been in trouble for, you know, during the times he's with her, being caught for being unfaithful or impregnating somebody at the same time he's supposed to be with her. And most recently, it looks like they got a surrogate in November to birth their second child. And then, like, very recently, it was found out that he has impregnated another girl during this journey. I don't know the details of their love life, but the reason this is problematic is because this comes on the heels of a very public Instagram apology, which is a new trend, and I don't know how I feel about it, but where he's apologizing profusely, but he is not necessarily saying what he's going to do differently, and the apology itself becomes false when you turn around and you commit the same offense. Here's what we have in common here, and here's the direct lesson that you can take when it comes to reputation, because you apologizing to your audience is inevitable. There is going to be something along the lines for every business at some point, and it might be in a minor scale, where you're going to have to apologize, whether you choose to do it on a public platform like your social media, or it's in person, like you have an experience that a customer is not happy with, and you have to apologize as opposed to deflecting, which makes it worse. And we know what happens when people don't feel heard. They take to social media. They make it a bigger thing. They try to expose and elevate the situation, because at the end of the day, when we are wronged, we want justice. The apology is your chance to try to restore connection, take ownership, demonstrate responsibility. And a lot of brands come out even better once they do that. But it's typically the brands who do it the right way. So where Sesame Place and Tristan Thompson are falling short is they're talking about their intentions and what they didn't mean to do. And also, you're supposed to be highlighting next steps in an apology. It should always end with tangible action steps of what you're going to do. The Sesame Place apology was extensive. It was defensive, in my opinion. And you can go and read that online at telepublicrelations.com/insights. You can see the link to what I'm talking about. I want you to put your eyes on it for yourself because this is only 10 minutes after all, and I want to keep it under time. But you're supposed to outline what you're going to do moving forward. Think about it. If you were to receive an apology like that and somebody says, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, moving forward, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to take these steps to make sure this never happens again. I mean, it's cliche at this point, but that's why you see a lot of celebrities, if they're caught with, you know, a DUI or drugs in the bathroom or cocaine. I'm looking at you, Bruno Mars. I mean, I love you, but like, that was a little blemish. We just swept under the rug. I mean, I forgive him because he's so talented, but these celebrities were like, I'm going to rehab, right? It's cliche at this point, but the whole point of that was to say, hey, I'm taking steps because I want to ensure that never happens again. That has to be a part of an apology. Sesame Place failed to do that. They just said, we're sorry the experience wasn't what you expected, which is so is so minimizing, it's not even funny. And then Tristan Thompson and these apologies that he gives, it's, I'm so sorry, you don't deserve that. But no, this is what I'm going to change moving forward. This is what I'm going to do to make sure that never happens again. And that piece has to come slapped at the end of any apology. When you are apologizing to a customer, whether it's in person or if it's the kind of scale where you need to take it online, you have to include that part. But so many of us don't want to do that because we feel uncomfortable sitting in the hot seat. But you know what? I'm not going to preach to you. I'm not going to preach to you today. But if you want to restore and then maintain a strong reputation in those moments where it is threatened, it's a make or break moment. And you have to have a sincere apology that shows, I want to do better because I never want this to happen again. And a lot of times when we do that, some of us can come out even better than before. I'm just saying, if you want our full list of the 5 things that should be included in any apology, you know where to find it. Our members are already going to have access to it. That's at telepublicrelations.com/members-only. Can't wait to see you over there. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at telepublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's telepublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.